Welcome to this special 3-CD edition of Breast Cancer Update, an audio review journal for surgeons. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Later on in this program, you'll hear edited highlights of a panel discussion on interdisciplinary management of early breast cancer held at the 8th Annual Meeting of the American Society of Breast Surgeons on May 12, 2007 in Phoenix. Prior to this fascinating conference, I interviewed each faculty member separately, and to begin, I chatted with Dr. Mel Silverstein about a variety of topics relevant in the management of early breast cancer. But to begin, I asked Dr. Silverstein to talk about the origin of his lifelong interest in and commitment to maximizing the cosmetic outcome of breast cancer surgery.
I was the chief resident at the Boston City Hospital in the first surgical service. And at that time, I had a girlfriend who later became my wife. She was a medical student who was going to become a psychiatrist. And being a young macho surgeon, I wanted to impress her. So I took her around ward rounds and I showed her a French woman who was about 40 years old who I had done a radical mastectomy on. And she was a thin, beautiful woman. And this was a long vertical scar that came up on her shoulder. And, you know, it was a really deforming operation. You don't see it today, but this was 1968. And so I proudly undraped her and showed it to this young woman. And I was really enthusiastic about how technically beautiful it was. And when I did it, the patient started to cry. The young woman psychiatrist dragged me out in the hall and told me what a big, dumb surgeon I was following the pack and that I had no feeling for the patient. It was simply the technical exercise. And of course, I got furious at her. But the truth is, it really affected my life and it changed my whole approach. That was 1968. And so 1979, which is 11 years later, I opened the first freestanding breast center in the United States with a full-time psychiatrist there. So clearly, I learned something from that experience.
So let's fast forward to the present day in terms of where we are, in terms of minimizing the local problems that surgery causes. What are some of the things that have happened in the last year or two that you think are most exciting?
Well, we think we've really minimized the treatment from radical mastectomy. But let's think about it for a second. In the 1890s, we had a radical mastectomy, which was a very aggressive treatment. When radiation therapy came on board, we added radical radiotherapy to that. And then it took till 1975 till we switched over to modified radical. And then maybe another 10 years, 1985, we switched to breast preservation with lumpectomy and radiotherapy. And all of that seems to be a moderation of our aggressiveness, but the basic principle of treating the whole breast stayed intact. So we treated the whole breast in 1895, and we treat the whole breast in 2007. So yes, it's kinder and gentler, but it's still the whole breast.